take the 2,500-year-old Aeschylus play Prometheus Bound, the story of the god who stole fire and gave it to humans, then resisted Zeus's plan to destroy mankind, for which he was chained to a rock for eternity.
You, Earth, mother of all, and you, sun, who circle Earth in fire, seeing everything. Look and see how I, a god, suffer at the hands of the gods.
Add music by Serge Tankian of the group System of a Down. And lyrics by Tony winner Steven Sader of Spring Awakening fame, who once recovered from a terrible fire by learning ancient Greek and reading the classics. Then throw in stage direction by Diane Paulus, who brought Hair back to Broadway and now heads the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And what you have is mythology with actors and audience in a mosh pit, action-packed with shout-outs to Amnesty International Prisoners of Conscience. We sat down with the three co-creators and started by asking Steven Sader, what attracted you to a story of a guy basically chained to a rock?
I read Prometheus Bound as the world's first story of resistance and a story of the power of the mind to overcome the power of force and unjust authority. So to me, the play is full of real action. Sometimes action is about standing alone and saying no. You know, sometimes action is looking at your government and saying, you know, just to call a war just doesn't make it just. And that's what this play is saying, and I think that's why it still resonates all these centuries later.
But then, of course, it gets in the hands of Diane Paulus.
Hello.
And suddenly, there's a lot of action, even though the guy's, you know, chained to a thing. Tell me more about how you put action into what is, you know, a guy immobilized on a rock.
For me, as a director, I'm always trying to find a way to make the theater feel explosive and visceral, as well as emotional and of the mind. And the fact that we have a composer like Serge Tankian, who's bringing his voice and his energy to this, made it completely possible for me to explode up the idea of a Greek play and mash it up with rock music, which for me is about rebellion, about a revolutionary spirit, about a kind of power of expression. So the fact that the guy has to be chained to a rock tells me he's got a lot of energy.
Can't lock me alone like a dog in the prison, like a dog in the prison, I'll have the soul, we'll make it longer the longer you want,
damn. Serge Tankian, I'm going to go to you next. There is a lot of sort of almost punk rock, you know, kind of slamming music, but then there's also a moment where the Oceanids, the Daughters of the Ocean, first cluster together and approach Prometheus.
They cry out.
And it's like a Kate Bush song. There's something lovely about this. Tell me about the different kinds of music.
There's a lot of beautiful ethereal sounds with the Daughters of the Ocean singing in triple harmonies. Then you have the opposing energies with the heavy, as you mentioned, punk rock and attitude and, you know, going 100 miles per hour. And everything in between. We've got jazzy moments where we're trying to be a little kind of ironic. There's these dark, tense moments with pressure building up as a character kind of is talking about what they really feel. So it's all these different layers. It's not, you know, it's definitely by no means one genre of music.
The gods are still the gods. We love our little laws. When you're bent in pain, why should we explain?
There's Io. Who does Io represent, Stephen?
Well, to me, Io is the one human character, and you get to see what the gods have done to her. She's also a victim of abuse.
Raped by Zeus, turned into a cow,
yeah.
Tortured, sent from continent to continent.
Yeah. But she also proves to be the redeemer of Prometheus. Diane has invited in, you know, representatives from Amnesty and Physicians for Human Rights. And one of the actors asked, in the face of all the torment you see and all the torture you see, how do you keep going? How do you believe that you can make a difference? And this woman, Helen, who's been with Amnesty for 25 years, said, you have to believe that even if you won't see it in the generations to come, there'll be a difference. And that's part of the story of Io. That's what Prometheus says to her. She's going to suffer and suffer again. But 13 generations later, a child born from her will bear the son Heracles, who sets Prometheus free.
You, my teacher in college, to make all these connections, because we were thinking, geez, what's the point here? Prometheus, I know I'm giving away the ending here, but he's still chained to that damn rock.
Look at the history and the fate of so many, you know, heroes of justice. Their personal fate is one thing, the fate of their nation is another. What the effect they have on humanity is why we remember them. One thing that we've done, the chorus, these daughters of the ocean, now daughters of the ether in our production, we watch the story of these girls who come on as barefoot, sheltered girls of privilege who by the end of the play stand up as activists. And so when Prometheus goes down, those girls, as you'll see in our production, raise their arms in defiance because they're standing up.
And Diane, it resonates so much more as we watch Egypt, Libya, Tunisia. I mean, as you saw world news, you're nodding yes, as you saw the world news unfold, what were you thinking?
I guess I thought how, in a way, sad it is that it's so pertinent in some ways. And in another way, that's why I want to do the theater, is so we can reflect on what's going on in our world today. In a way, we couldn't, you know, begin rehearsals without all watching the latest videos from Egypt and look at what was happening over there and kind of being inspired by the defiance of people who are finally willing to stand up for their rights against a tyrant.
And one last question, Stephen Sader. I know you've been asked this, but it's just so compelling. Here's Prometheus, bound in part because he stole fire and gave it to the humans. And we read that you escaped this apartment fire when you were in college. You had to jump out of a building. Wow.
Well, I'd never consciously thought about the fact that this is a play about a firebringer and that I suffered terribly from a fire. It like shakes me to the roots to talk about it.
I was going to say, I don't know if you have something in your eye or if this still is, you know, that powerful for you.
Well, of course, it was a life-altering moment. You know, it's a moment that I chose to live. I chose to jump. Yeah. You know, and I'm very grateful to have an opportunity to do this kind of work. And I feel that authors like Aeschylus are what got me through. So I feel like I have a great debt to them, and I'm trying to repay it.
This is the story of the Titan.
The new production of Prometheus Bound is from the American Rep Theater here in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We spoke with lyricist Stephen Sader, director Diane Paulus, and composer Serge Tankian. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend and join us again here and now.